Io sono Renzo Lodoli, ingegnere, nato nel 1913, quindi vado per 86 anni.
My name is Renzo Lodoli. I am an engineer. I was born in 1913, making me almost 86. Like all other Italians of my age, I often wore the black shirt. The black shirt was, in a way, the obligatory garment worn during the two fascist decades in Italy's history, that is, from around 1919 until the end of the Second World War in 1945.
Il primo che ha portato la camicia nera come simbolo, dandogli un significato.
The first one to wear the black shirt as a political symbol was no one less than Giuseppe Mazzini. He is one of the great patriots of the last century. He discovered that the black shirt was used by the farmers, by the peasants, by the workers who wore it so as not to look dirty, because the white shirt is dirtied so easily. And then there was the black shirt as worn by the fascist militia. The Italian armed forces comprised the army, the navy, and the air forces, like all armies. But in addition, they had a fourth component, which was the voluntary militia for the public order. And for this militia, it would be compulsory to wear a black shirt under its regular army uniform.
A me, che sono nato nel 13, le prime camicie nere l'ho portate quando stavo all'università.
Since I was born in 1913, I wore the black shirt for the first time when I went to university. University students at that time would wear black shirts on important occasions. When I got my degree, I wore one. It was compulsory. But I didn't like it too much from the point of view of aesthetics. The shirt also had a badge on it, which was worn on the left. It was an eagle with the book and the gun underneath it. These represented the motto of the university, because a book and a gun make for a perfect fascist.
Quando è che ho cominciato a considerare la camicia nera un capo d'abbigliamento?
When did I start looking at the black shirt as a different and altogether pleasant garment? It was when I went with a battalion of university students, we were all volunteers, to Eastern Africa in 1935. We were supposed to wear the black shirt, but we wore it very seldom. Normally, we would wear a khaki shirt, because the black one would get white, as we would sweat under the tropical sun. So we would really only wear it on important occasions. But when we returned to Rome, women were offering us flowers. It looked like we had done everything, but we had done almost nothing. With our black shirt, our sleeves rolled up, all suntanned as we were, we 20-year-old boys, we were a sight to see, and we were pretentiously proud of the way we looked. People would put flowers into our gun barrels. We were all wearing the black shirt. We were beautiful. Oh, no doubt about it, we were beautiful. Even Mussolini, watching us as he usually did from his balcony, came down to the street to applaud us. And then the war was over, and the black shirt was over.
Poi finì la guerra e finì la camicia nera.